please.
Case number 10,110, Sierra Village, south of Route 1, northwest of Sierra Avenue, being Lot A80, within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
If you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Cindy Service, 19986 Golden Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay, and do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard, representing the applicant in this, which is Sun Communities, which does business here locally at Sierra Village. Before we get into the substance of tonight's variance request, I hope it was in the file, but if it's not, we were here on January 28th and withdrew an application, and one of the members of the board noted that before we started the next time, we needed to make sure the board needed to peruse the application and make sure that I believe it was different than what was submitted before when we withdrew it. And I have copies of the board's decision from the January 28th meeting, as well as the two surveys, if it'd be helpful for me to distribute those and pass them down now to...
If you would, please.
As you can see between the surveys dated November 27th of 2007 and February 3rd, 2008, the home in the November 27th, the one that was withdrawn on January 28th, was what in the industry is referred to as a 28 by 50, even though it says 26.3 feet. The community withdrew that application in an effort to, and you'll hear testimony about this, should the board allow the application to go forward, regarding trying to keep a desired square footage but finding a way to significantly decrease all of the different variances that would be needed throughout the site here.
So you're suggesting the difference would be the size of the structure?
The size of the structure is different, and obviously when the size changed on the structure, the need for the types of variances that are needed has substantially decreased. We've tried to find a way to decrease the number and size of the variances that were needed for this lot. Which, in the finding of facts from the January 28th decision, it notes that the applicant appeared with a request to withdraw, hoping that it could be revised, the application could be revised to reduce the number or severity of the variances. And that is, in fact, what we've been able to do here.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the request is significantly different enough to hear the case. If I make a motion, we hear the case.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that there being significant findings that we would rehear the case. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. We will proceed next.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
At this time, I'd like to introduce the community manager at Sierra Village. This is Ms. Cindy Surface, and I'll ask her a series of questions establishing the legal requisites for a variance. If you could, Ms. Surface, how long has Sierra Village been in existence?
The community has been there since about the mid-1960s.
And if you were to characterize the lots at Sierra Village, are they typically 5,000 square feet or less than 5,000 square feet?
Less than 5,000 square feet.
The lot that we're here on tonight is lot A80, which the survey which the board members have in front of them indicates that it's 3,791 square feet. Would you say that's a typical size lot at Sierra Village?
Yes, I would say that's very typical of the sites there.
Is it typical of the sites at Sierra Village to have non-conforming structures on them by today's code standards?
Yes, it is.
In fact, would it be fair to say that it would be unusual to have a lot that didn't have non-conformities on it?
Yes, it would be unusual. The majority are non-conforming.
When a person walks into your community office, looking for a new home, do they tell you what they're typically looking for? Is there something in the industry, a standard in the industry by which they seek to have a home or a size of a home?
I find that most people that come into my office are looking for double-wide homes. Most people want at least 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. And I think a lot of the folks that are my clientele there are really drawn to the larger double-wide homes and are drawn to my community because of its closeness to the beach. And the question I get 9 times out of 10 is, do you have anything I can put a 28-foot-wide home on? Normally my answer is probably not.
And in fact, is that a 28-foot-wide home? Is that the application that was before the board in January, the 26 feet, 3 inch
yes.
by 50 feet?
Right. That is classified as a 28-foot-wide, double-wide home.
Has it been the community's experience that new small homes in this community are hard to find owners for and residents in the community?
Yes, they are not desirable. The small, such as 2-bedroom, 1-bath, are not desirable.
The home that you are seeking tonight, which is on the second survey, the one dated February 3rd, 2008, would that be larger or smaller than the home that previously existed on the site A80?
The home that we tore down off of the site, the older home, was wider than the home that we're proposing to put back on that site.
I have pictures of the prior home, which I'll...
I'll just add to that and saying the home that we removed from that site was approximately 24 feet wide.
For the benefit of the board members, the pictures you have just received, the first picture, Ms. Surface, if you could explain what that first picture of, is that the site with the old home on it?
Yes, that's site A80 with the home prior to it being torn down. And as you can see, it's a 14-foot-wide home with a permanent addition built on, equaling 24 feet wide.
And the second page of the two pictures, is that the site after the home had been removed from it?
Yes, it is.
And that's this current state of the site today?
Yes, it is.
The plot diagram that was passed to the board, as the board is aware, there was some aerial surveying and then some on-the-ground surveying that was accomplished. This is actually sheet 4 of that surveying, and this shows the existing home that was torn down. That would be what is shown on lot A80, right about in the middle of the page. And that was the survey by Coast that was submitted last year. Is it typical of the residents and prospective residents that come to Sierra Village that they seek to have additions like are in this picture, or porches or decks?
Yes, I'd say the overwhelming majority of my residents like to have a deck or a little porch, some sort of a little space they can sit out.
And the home that would fit the space provided for tonight's variance application, would it be necessary for the resident to go out and construct a porch after having purchased this home?
No. I'm specifically trying to keep my customers geared toward homes that have porches built on, factory built as part of the square footage and the floor plan, mm-hmm. so that we can eliminate the need for them having to try to come before you in the future to try to put a deck. And most people, that's a very desirable amenity to the home, and it doesn't take away that much of their living space square footage, but it provides them with a nice little deck to sit out on in the evening, and it's actually factory built right into the floor plan.
And a floor plan diagram is being passed down to the board members. And is this the type home that most people are looking for? And when I say that, I'm referring to 3 bedrooms and 2 baths.
Yes, this is typically what all my customers come in looking for. Real nice living space, 3 bedrooms, a bath in the master bedroom, and then another full bath for the others. And this is absolutely one of the most desirable floor plans I've got.
With that, the community would submit that the uniqueness of the lots at Sierra Village, given the fact that they were created before there was, in fact, a zoning code, and they are smaller lots, there are many nonconformities in the community, means that a home like this would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Excuse me.
And in fact, as was pointed out, this home is actually narrower and encroaches less than the home that was on the site previously. This is not a hardship that was created by the applicant. It was created back in the early to mid-1960s when the community was created, and before there existed the codes that exist today. And as you can tell from the difference between the application that was submitted in January and the one that the board is considering tonight, what has been attempted to be accomplished here is to fit the home that the community will actually be able to sell and market and create the minimum need for variances by making the home narrower, which of course means that it extends a little bit further back into the site, but that also means that it's in keeping with the relative length and size of the homes which it is going to be adjacent to. As you can tell by looking at it, there would be a variance between the shed on A78 that's necessary of 5.7 feet, a variance from the shed on J65 of 1.1 feet, and between the home on A82 of 3.3 feet. With that, we stand ready for any questions that the board may have.
Jennifer, what's the setback requirements, side and rear, front?
5 feet.
All the way around? Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you're requesting distance between, or separation between?
If I said side yard, I misspoke. I may have.
So
that's correct.
You're looking on the rear, you're looking for a 1.6 foot variance?
1.1.
Mm-hmm. On the rear, 1.1.
It'd be 18.9. 1.1, yes.
Separation between
units. You're 18.4 feet from that shed. You got to be 20 feet.
Looks like 18.9, which
They were not looking at the survey.
Oh, you're looking at the one from the prior application. I'm sorry. The February 3rd, 2008 survey.
Now I'm looking at.
Look at the one on the 207, November 27th, I guess why.
You just gave us this one, November 27th of 2007.
It was handed.
The original packet of 2008.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I'm with you. 1.1. And then you would need 5.7 on the shed on lot 78.
Correct. That's correct.
Thank you.
And 3.3.
With A80, the home on A82.
Right.
And even though I would note that even though this is a smaller lot, this still meets the lot area coverage of 35%. This is actually 32%, so it's still within that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was this advertised for all three variances, or?
Yeah. it's advertised as
distance between the homes.
Distance between.
Between the structures.
Between the structures, so it covers all.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Any further questions? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Any opposition? Hearing none? Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think that the applicant showed that the lot is unique and it'd be difficult to develop in strict conformity. Today's demands for size of building and what have you. They also demonstrated it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Certainly won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, the minimum to afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 10,110.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,110. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Yes, indeed.